الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we begin with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, for believers, notwithstanding the sheer beauty of its composition and of its cadences, the Quran is a repository of revealed teachings. It is a roadmap through the journey of life, a fountain of truths to meditate upon, deepening endlessly one's sense of divine glory. Moreover, the Quran is from Allah. It is His word, it is His wisdom, and it is divinity. Allah says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ We send down the Quran that which is a healing and a mercy for the believers. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ That there has come to you a counsel from your Lord and a healing for that which is in the breast. Now friends, its name is telling. For the word Quran in Arabic literally means recital of that which is recited. To this end, the Quran is the most read and recited book in the world. It is certainly the most memorized book, and is probably the one that exerts the most influence over its readers. It is a book that has caused countless people throughout history to accept its message upon reading it, nay, many a times just upon hearing it. It has moved hearts to tears. It has healed spiritual wounds. It has incapacitated opponents. It has astounded academics. The essence of his message, the core of its message, the crux of its message is that there is only one God. There is only one Allah. That Allah who creates and sustains the material universe and the whole of human experience. And that only He is to be worshipped. That is the core of its message. The alchemical effect of the Quran, the deep transformative impact it has upon the human soul, is such that even its most ardent opponents have been profoundly affected by it. History bears ample examples of how its ardent opponent and enemies were brought to its knees. I'll just give you one from the various examples in history. There was a person by the name of Utba ibn Rabi'ah, who was from the four or five ardent opponents of Islam, and ardent opponents of the Nabi of Allah and his message, together with Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and gang. He was from amongst that group. Now you can understand who he was. I'll just give you one example of him. On hearing the Nabi of Allah recite the Quran, he was so compelled by its sheer and utter sublimity that he went to his people to confess. He is an enemy. What he said to his people, and let these words shake your soul. Let it shake your heart and let it vibrate your iman today. What he said to his people, he said, I have heard an utterance the like of which I have never heard before. Listen to this, my friends. This is an opponent saying this. He says, I have heard an utterance today the like of which I have never heard before. By Allah, it is neither poetry, it is neither sorcery, it is neither soothsaying. Now listen to me, O men of Quraysh. This is his advice he gave his people. This was not a well-wisher. Keep this at the back of your mind. This was an ardent opponent of Islam. He said, listen to me, my friends. Listen to me, O men of Quraysh. And do as I bid you to do. I'm telling you, do not come between this man and what he is about. Leave him. What Utba said? Do not come between this man and what he is about. Leave him. By Allah, the words I have heard from him today will soon cause a great stir in the Arabian continent. Has the words of Quran stirred mine in your heart? Has the words of the Quran stirred mine in your heart? It had caused a ripple effect on the heart of Utba bin Rabi'ah, who was an opponent of Islam. Nevertheless, the sublimity of this Quran was felt by scholars, by philosophers, by historians. There was a scholar by the name of Goethe, from the German philosopher, who accepted Islam just by looking at the Quran. Just by looking at the Quran. He was a novelist, he was a statesman. Nevertheless, my respected elders and friends, it serves as an inspiration of millions of Muslims who regard it as a reservoir of guidance and hope. The Quran shapes our thinking. The Quran determines our values. It provides comfort to the anxious. It gives hope to the despondent. It gives hope to the faint-hearted, faith to the despairing, and direction to the confused. It serves as a fountain of wisdom which nourishes the spirit, which nourishes the mind and the soul. It is a healing for our broken spirit, a mercy for the believers, and a forgiveness for the wayward. It is amazing how me and you, we relate the month of Ramadan to fasting. We generally collaborate the month of Ramadan to fasting. Allah relates the month of Ramadan to the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. We regard the month of Ramadan as fasting. Allah recognizes the month of Ramadan as Quran. It is in this month that we have revealed the Quran. Listen to the words of how the Quran describes itself. Listen, my friends. Keep the eyes closed, but the ears open. The eyes closed, but the ears open. The Quran describes itself as the rope of Allah. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. The Quran describes itself as a book of enlightenment. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. That we have brought for you a book that will take mankind out from darkness into light. The Quran describes itself as the scale of justice. Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bil-haq. The Quran describes itself as the criteria between truth and falsehood. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. The Quran describes itself as a convincing proof of light. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْهَانٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. The Quran describes itself as complete guidance. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. It serves as the foundation of our faith. The word of Allah, the final and the complete revelation, the source of Islamic thought and the source of Islamic guidance. Amazingly, men is the subject of the Quran. It narrates the story of men as an integral whole. It describes all the stages of man's journey to ultimate destination, birth, life, death, resurrection, and judgment of deeds. Allah says, it is a book we have sent down to you, full of blessings, so let people of intelligence ponder. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Is there anybody to ponder on the words of Allah? My respected elders and friends, very briefly, we will just mention the six primary functions of the Quran. Because we are in the month of the Quran, we attach ourselves to the Quran, we will mention very briefly, in 5 minutes, the six primary functions of the Quran. One is the recitation of the Quran. One who recites the Quran, we know beautifully, the reward that Allah gives him for every letter, 1 10 reward, alif lam mim 30, etc. The next one is understanding the message of the Quran. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَ. Will they not ponder over the Quran? Then number three, submitting to the law of the Quran. When Allah and His Messenger have decreed a matter, then it is not for believing men or for believing women to claim freedom of choice or have an option in so far as what Allah is concerned. When Allah has decreed a matter, then that is the final matter. Then number five is interacting with the Quran. When the Nabi of Allah recited the verses which glorified Allah, he glorified Allah. When Sahaba heard the verses of Jannah, it was though as they were in Jannah. When Sahaba heard the verses of Jahannam, they sought protection from Allah from the fire of hell. So we need to interact with the Quran. The fifth primary function of the Quran is finding solace in the Quran. Those who believe and have faith in Allah, whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah. Verily, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest. And the last and the final primary function is the learning and the teaching of the Quran. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best amongst you. There is no better profession in the world than the profession of learning and teaching the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability in this month of Ramadan to embrace the Quran with our hearts and with our souls. That is the important thing. We need to embrace the Quran with our hearts and with our souls. It must not happen, my respected elders and friends, firstly for myself, Allah forbid, that come the end of Ramadan, I go away empty-handed. The Quran hasn't touched my heart. I have read the Quran, but it hasn't touched my heart. We need to embrace it with our heart and with our soul. May Allah give me and all of us the understanding. The month of Ramadan is also the month of giving. It is synonymous with the month of giving. The best charity, the best form of charity that anybody can give in his or her life is in the month of Ramadan. The rewards are there. The rewards are obvious. Over and above the mandatory zakat, inshallah, if Allah gives us the ability and Allah keeps us alive till next week, the intention is to speak on zakat, inshallah. Over and above that, we have an added responsibility as those who are living in the community. Then the first responsibility is towards the house of Allah, because this is where we take our spiritual nourishment. This is where we find our solace. Wallah, my friends, you can have all the dukh of the dunya. can have all the worries and problems of the world. Just come to the house of Allah and sit for 5 minutes. The solace you find is amazing. So this is the place that we need to take care and look after. And if we will look after Allah's house, upstairs the houses are waiting for us. مَنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ بَيْتًا بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ أو كَمَا قَالَ. That person who builds a house, ulama say any contribution, doesn't have to build the whole masjid. Whatever he contributes, inshallah, houses of Jannah are waiting for him, inshallah. So every Friday we have this collection. Together with that, brothers are kindly requested to sign debit orders. Take out a debit order, maybe 100, 200, whatever you can manage. Imagine from your salary, the first thing going out and debited is towards the house of Allah. SubhanAllah, isn't it such a pleasing thing that Allah, you are first. Every other expenses will come afterwards. First, my contribution is towards your house. Then you'll see how much barakah Allah will put in your house, inshallah. Then also those new residents that have come to our area, we say ahlan wa sahlan to you. Allah make your stay, inshallah, pleasant one dear. And together you are also humbly requested to contribute, inshallah. And then throughout the month of Ramadan, inshallah, brothers can contact the necessary brothers who are responsible. Inshallah, let us open our hearts and our wallets, inshallah. We all will do so, inshallah. وما علينا إلا البلاغ إن شاء الله. وده أحمد.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر.
الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فيا أيها الناس، إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم، وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم. فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين، بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله قاضٍ به. فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه، ومن حياته لموته، ومن شبابه لكبره، ومن دنياه لآخرته. فوالذي نفس بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب، ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. صدق الله العظيم، وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصلي على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدكم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقكم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة النساء أهل الجنة، وبقية الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واقتل من خذل الدين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في فلسطين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في أفغانستان اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت أرحم الراحمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Let us ensure ourselves are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Make sure that we fill in all the gaps. Stand as close as possible. And just on a lighter note, you know, the other day a brother asked me, he said, Maulana, with all this going on, all this crookery and corruption, you all know about it, we spoke about it a few weeks ago. So he said, where is the safest place for me to invest my money? So I told him, my brother, invest it in the house of Allah. Invest it in the house of Allah. The returns are much more and your money is secured. Your money is safe and secured. And here in the house of Allah, the prophets know no, there is no benchmark for any returns. In other places where you invest, they give you 6%, 7%. Most of the time they're chowing it. Most of the time they're working it, but here in the house of Allah, your investment is safe, inshallah. Allah give us the understanding.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى
إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد واله الف الف مره ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه اللهم ربي اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين اللهم ربي ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.